Time to talk Jack tonight's football here on FM 103.9 at KNZ. Head coach Caleb Wick joining us now. And coach, well, last week, a good way to start this season. You take on Oskaloosa and pick up a 45-6 win. I know you still think there was quite a few mistakes in that victory, but still a really good way to start the year. So what were your thoughts just on that week one win over Oskaloosa?
You know, I thought it was good in the aspect of our kids had to play into the fourth quarter. So just get acclimated to a full game. And, you know, later on in the game, I thought we executed a lot better. And just by looking at the stats, you know, we had three backs go over 80 yards, one back over 100. So that's always good progress. But the one thing I think we do really need to work on is catching the football. I know we were 2 of 11 throwing with five drops, just dead drops. So that's something we definitely have to shore up before this week. And, you know, another thing that's a glaring weakness for us is just looking at the total plays. And Oskaloosa runs 61 plays to our 43 plays. So our defense definitely needs to get off the field, especially on third downs. And, you know, our special teams did all right. You know, we scored on the special teams. We had a couple mistakes there early that hurt us with a dropped punt that they picked up, and also a punt that went almost out of the back of the end zone and gives them the ball at the 3-yard line. But our defense held strong and didn't give up a touchdown there. But, yeah, like you said, first game jitters. You know, I think you always make your best progress between game one and game two, so I'm looking forward to this Friday for sure.
I guess one good thing is you did have a good rushing outing. You had three guys go over 80 yards rushing. Alex Browning, he had two touchdowns, 87 yards. Wyatt Bacon, he had 101 and a touchdown. Jason Bosley, 84 and a touchdown. What did you see from those three guys? You knew those were the veteran returners. You had to like what you saw.
Yeah, you know, we did. You know, we know going into the season that those were going to be our three featured backs, and we're going to try to get them as many carries as we could. And, you know, looking at it, we did pretty good. Wyatt had 11 carries, Jason had 11 carries, and Alex had 8 carries. So hopefully we can get Alex some more carries there this week. But overall, I think they ran the ball very, very well, followed their blocks very, very well. But I think another thing that we really need to work on this week is lead blocking. I didn't think they led block as good as we could. So hopefully that's something that we'll definitely emphasize this week.
And you got to be good with your offensive line, too, because obviously if you're running the football, your offensive line performs well. What did you see from that offensive line? I know you graduated a couple guys, but what did you see from your line there in week one?
You know, they're starting to get the cohesiveness that's needed to be a good offensive line. And, you know, we did bring back a lot of people, but the people that we brought back really have not had a lot of varsity experience. So, you know, with Ryan Schumann, I know he's a senior, but he was out almost all of last year with COVID, and then he had the heart issues. So he's finally coming back and, you know, coming into his own. And Brantley Dole is also a senior, but the first 3 years he's played fullback and then had to move down as a necessity to the line last year. And then we had a couple sophomores that are juniors now that are really, really stepping up in Julian Budo and also Hayden Doyle. And then our center, Dakota, he didn't play last year as a junior, so he's coming back as a senior and coming out as our center. So, you know, there's not a lot of combined starts out of those guys. I know it's going to take them a while to get ready, but Friday was a first step towards the, you know, cohesiveness. So hopefully we can just take another step forward this Friday.
Yeah, and this Friday you're going to be on the road at Horton, and that's a matchup we'll talk about when we come back here on the Jackson Knights Cobras Locker Room Chat. Welcome back on the Jackson Knights Cobras Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Caleb Wick. It's brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham. Well, coach, you look ahead to this week. You've got Horton. They're coming off a tough loss back in week one, and they're a team that really has struggled as of late. So what do you look at here heading into this matchup with the Chargers? Is it kind of one of those things where you worry more about yourself after those struggles last week?
I mean, I think every week, especially the first 3 or 4 weeks of the year, you really got to worry about yourself and really got to worry about getting better as a team. And just looking at Horton, you know, before I got here to Jackson Heights, we were in the same boat. I think we had lost either 19 or 22 straight games before I got here. So I know exactly what they're going through. I know it's hard to get people out. It's hard to get people to buy in. But, you know, by looking at their film, against Effingham, they never quit on the coach, and they played hard to the whistle. And, you know, they run some good stuff. It's just, you know, being consistent and consistently doing the right thing every single play. And I know that takes time, but overall, I was impressed with their effort, and I know we're going to have to come ready to play on Friday night. And like you said, just hopefully we can, you know, keep getting better as ourselves and keep getting better on the offensive line and in the secondary as well, because I thought our secondary against Oskaloosa had some breakdowns as well, and Horton will probably try to exploit that.
And one guy on offense they do have, Trey Lockwood, he's a pretty good little player at quarterback. What are some things he can do that can cause problems?
You know, he's big. He's like an offensive lineman playing quarterback, and he can throw the ball, and they run a lot of stuff with him if it's not option or zone read or just a straight quarterback key, quarterback counters or powers up the middle. He's definitely a focal point for us on the defensive side of the football, and we're definitely going to have to tackle low, because if we don't tackle low, he's definitely going to take our defenders for a ride.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on the big win over Oskaloosa last week, and good luck on Friday night.
Thank you very much.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras, joining us on our Locker Room Chats. It's brought to you by Rod Kurtz Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau. Rob Wareham here on FM 103.9 KNZA.